Damn your Merry Christmas.
Ebenezer!
You will be haunted by three spirits.
I am the ghost of Christmas present.
Show me no more.
Why, you delight in torturing me!
Old Tanya Timberlake.
Patrick Stewart and Hallmark Entertainment bring you the most spectacular telling of A Christmas Carol.
Can you forgive a stupid old man?
Reawaken the spirit of Christmas. A Christmas Carol. Look for it on video cassette and DVD.
God bless us, everyone.
Pringle Talks Christmas is a proud member of the Christmas Podcast Network. You can find all of our episodes on ChristmasPodcastNetwork.com and follow us on Twitter at Christmas Talks. That's KRISTMAS Talks. This is our new Christmas episode. Sit back, grab a hot drink, relax, and enjoy.
Welcome to Kringle Talks Christmas.
Welcome to Kringle Talks Christmas. Now, first off, apologies, I never got round to delivering an October episode. Work and family commitments got in the way, so I was unable to get one recorded in time. But let me welcome you to Christmas Podcast Day, folks, November 1st, the day when all the Christmas podcasts from around the world, and me, send out a bonus episode, a kind of official start to the Christmas period. This year's theme, as you could probably have guessed it, A Christmas Carol. All the differing versions from A Muppet's Christmas Carol to the more recent Jim Carrey adaptation. My episode is focusing on Patrick Stewart's portrayal of Scrooge in the UK 1999 television version, which is widely regarded as one of the most faithful and compelling adaptations of Charles Dickens' classic novella. Here's my take on the film. Firstly, the cast. Patrick Stewart as Ebenezer Scrooge, Richard Grant as Bob Cratchit, Joel Grey as the Ghost of Christmas Past, Ian McNeice as Albert Feeswick, Saskia Reeves as Mrs. Cratchit, Desmond Barrett as the Ghost of Christmas Present, Bernard Lloyd as Marley's Ghost, Dominic West as Fred Hollywell, Scrooge's nephew, Trevor Peacock as Old Joe, Liz Smith as Mrs. Dilber, Elizabeth Spriggs as Mrs. Riggs, Kenny Duffy as Young Scrooge. Now, analysing Patrick Stewart's performance, given its depth and complexity, his portrayal of Ebenezer Scrooge is deeply nuanced. He captures the essence of Scrooge's transformation from a bitter, miserable old man to a compassionate and joyful individual. Stewart's performance adds layers of complexity to Scrooge, making the character relatable and empathetic despite his initial harshness. His emotional range effectively conveys Scrooge's emotional journey from his initial indifference to the suffering of others to his profound remorse and redemption. His ability to display a wide range of emotions contributes significantly to the film's impact. But just how faithful is he to the source's material? How true to it is Dickens' original? The film remains remarkably faithful to Dickens' novella. The dialogues, character motivations, and key plot points are retained, preserving the timeless charm of the original story. The faithfulness appeals to purists and the fans of the original work. The inclusion of details, many small details from the novella that might be overlooked in other adaptations. These details enhance the authenticity of the film and demonstrate a deep understanding of Dickens' narrative. Its visual design and atmosphere, the Victoria setting, this captures the Victorian era with meticulous attention to detail. The costume, set design, and overall atmosphere reflect the historical period accurately, immersing viewers in the world of the 19th century London. The visual effects, while not heavily reliant on it, the film utilises subtle visual cues to depict the supernatural elements of the story. The ghostly apparitions and visions are created with a touch of eerie realism, enhancing the film's supernatural aspects. And the supporting cast, solid performances. The supporting cast deliver strong performances, complementing Stewart Scrooge. Their interactions with Scrooge feel genuine and contribute to the film's emotional depth. Bob Cratchit, Tiny Tim, and the other characters are portrayed with sincerity and authenticity. The emotional impact, heartwarming moments. The film, you know, successfully conveys the heartwarming moments of the story, especially Scrooge's transformation and the Cratchits' family's resilience despite their hardships. Viewers are likely to be moved by the film's emotional resonance, reinforcing the novella's enduring themes of compassion and redemption, and its legacy. Now, the enduring appeal
Patrick Stewart's rendition of The Christmas Carol has become a classic in its own right. While not necessarily the most popular, its enduring appeal lies in its faithfulness to Dickens' original work, Stewart's exceptional performance, and its ability to evoke the true spirit of Christmas. But just how does Patrick Stewart's version compare to other adaptations of the classic film? Now, like I said, whilst his portrayal of Ebenezer Scrooge is widely praised by audiences and critics alike, many viewers appreciate Stewart's strong and nuanced performance, which captures his transformation. Stewart's acting skills and his ability to convey a wide range of emotions make his interpretation of the character memorable. Comparing Stewart's version to other adaptations of Charles Dickens' classic tale depends on personal preferences. Each actor brings their own unique style and interpretation to the role of Scrooge, and different adaptations emphasize various aspects of the story, like comparing his role to Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey's is a CGI version, so it's very difficult to really look at the acting style. You know, yeah, you can listen to the voice and you can hear the portrayal, but it's completely different. As well as Michael Caine's version with The Muppets Christmas Carol. Similarly, he performs it perfectly and excellently, but all alongside The Muppets. Patrick Stewart's live version is obviously completely different. Some viewers may prefer Stewart's portrayal for his emotional depth and authenticity. His performance is often regarded as one of the most faithful representations of it. Others might have different favourites based on the tone of the adaptation, the supporting cast, or the overall atmosphere created by the filmmakers. Ultimately, the best adaptation of A Christmas Carol is subjective and varies from person to person. You know, like I said before, some other notable actors who have portrayed Scrooge in various adaptations include Alistair Sim, George C. Scott, Michael Caine, and Jim Carrey, among others. Each of these versions offer a unique perspective of the timeless story, and viewers may find different elements to appreciate in each adaptation. In summary, while Patrick Stewart's 1999 adaptation is highly regarded for its faithfulness, performance, and emotional impact, the comparison to other adaptations is nuanced. Different versions cater to different, diverse audience preferences, ranging from traditional and faithful retellings to innovative and stylized interpretations. Each adaptation brings something distinctive to the table, making the comparison a matter of personal preference and the specific elements that resonate with individual viewers. And while I really enjoyed this version, and you know, I really do love A Christmas Carol as it is, you know, one of my favourites is actually the Jim Carrey most recent one, and I do love The Muppets Christmas Carol. This one has... I hadn't watched it in a while, if I'm honest, so rewatching it again and really, you know, feeling the emotions within the performance from Patrick Stewart really brought back home to me just how great this film is and just how underrated I'd say this film is within the Christmas Carol world. And well, for that, that's it, guys. That's it for this Christmas podcast episode. Make sure you check out all the other podcasts giving their own version and their own views of their chosen A Christmas Carol episodes. And if you're feeling very festive, sit down and watch a version. I'm sure it's long overdue. I know I'll certainly be indulging in different versions. Thanks as always for joining me here in Kringle Talks Christmas. Not long to go now until we officially ramp things up and get underway into the 2023 season, so stay tuned and listen out for future episodes. Make sure to check out my official X page, formerly known as Twitter, at Christmas Talks. That's KRISTMAS Talks. And also on the official Christmas Podcast Network, the best in Christmas podcasts from around the world, and me. Until next time, guys, take care. Bye-bye.